It's finally bright outside here on Bow Street in Dublin. It's still very cold, though. A long queue of people, young and old, here since the early darker hours, is moving slowly around the streets around the Capuchin Friary here, each with a ticket for a €50 supermarket voucher, which they spent last Thursday night and Friday morning queuing for here too, longer than last week, to try and help get through the happiest time of the year for many people in a booming city with record employment, rents, rising house prices and unemployment. I'm inside in the kitchen where 1,000 meals a day are provided daily for most homeless people. Our reporter Joe Caulfield is outside. Joe.
Well, Gavin, it's been a very, very busy morning here on Bow Street outside the Capuchin Day Centre, where people have been queuing, as you said, since around 3 o'clock this morning to collect their €50 food voucher. The huge crowds of earlier on have died down a little bit, but there is still a continuous stream of people passing by here. I was speaking to the manager of the day centre, Alan Bailey, earlier on, who told me that 2,000 vouchers were handed out in the first 2 hours this morning. And I spoke to one man who explained to me how important the voucher is to many families struggling with the cost of living.
It means a lot, you know. It's hard this Christmas for a lot of people, just to get some toys, get some clothes just for the Christmas. And come down here early just to get in early.
What time are you here queuing at?
I just got here at about 7. Okay. So the queue was long enough, so it's going to take me a while to get up.
Absolutely.
But good amounts of people here today.
Oh, yeah.
But fair play to them. Like, it's a good thing they're doing. I came last Friday and the queue was still around the thing. But I still queued up and got what I needed. So I'm happy I got my voucher. So.
Yeah, and does that now take a little bit of the pressure off? Do you have a family at home now that you have toys and everything to get for Christmas?
Toys, I have clothes to get for the kids, toys. This will help, you know. Partner's supposed to come down with me, but it's too cold. So we only got the one voucher this year. I had two tickets. I met a fella in the queue that hadn't got a ticket, so I had a spare ticket and gave it to him. So I was like, there's no point. I was going to hand it back to them, you know, and that fella needed it.
Yeah, at least you could help someone else out.
Yeah, it's nice to help someone out, and feel better for that now.
People queuing outside, speaking with our reporter Joe Caulfield, and you can hear the wind out there. It's still very cold this morning. Here in the warmth of the kitchen, where it's usually breakfast time here, I'm joined by Alan Bailey, who's the manager here, and two of the volunteers, Maria and Richie. And Richie, you travel up from Wexford to volunteer, yes?
That's right, yeah. I'm up from Wexford on Fridays to volunteer, yeah. It's great to be able to help out so many people struggling, as you said, at the moment, you know.
I know it's particularly busy today, but most Fridays here, where we have breakfast. Tell us about the people who would usually help on a Friday morning.
Well, the guests that come in are from every nationality, every county in Ireland, you know, are represented with most counties. And obviously they come in, people in need, struggling at the moment with the cost of rising rents and electricity bills, gas bills, you know, everything is going up. And they're just struggling at the minute, you know, finding it hard to get going in life. But most of them, they're great people that come in here, genuine people. They're here because they need it. And they're always, you know, you come in, you see them smiling and happy and mixing with each other. They all sit down together and talk and enjoy themselves. Some people come in because they're lonely and could stay for a few hours just to talk, you know. Some people, it can be just sit down and talk to them because they mightn't speak to anyone during the day, you know.
Maria, you don't have as far to come from like me. You live around this area.
Yes.
And many of the people who are coming in here regularly are our neighbours.
That's right.
There are people who live in the streets.
In the locality.
And some of them living on the streets around here too.
Yes, and I have noticed an increase in rough sleepers, young rough sleepers, and especially when it's wet and they come in dire straits. It's very sad to see in this country, you know, that we have young rough sleepers.
And the people queuing outside this morning talking to Joe,
yeah.
The range of people, the range of ages, some very young and some very old out there this morning.
And from all walks of life. You know, you couldn't pinpoint one particular group from one area. They're from all walks of life and all have their stories to tell, but they're on the margins. and we're here to help them.
Alan, originally this centre would have catered for largely older men when it opened in the late 1960s under Brother Kevin. But now the people who are here, they're from, yeah, from all ages and all walks of life.
All ages and all walks of life. When we opened first, it was men only. That was back in 1969. I'm involved since 1972. And in the intervening years, it's amazing the way it's changed. It's frightening, actually. In the first 2 hours this morning, we distributed 2,000 vouchers. And you could see the need and how much people appreciated it. You know, 50 euros and what it meant to so many people.
We were just saying earlier that the average spend, the average extra spend for most people in Ireland will be around 1,200 euro this Christmas. And yet you can see the difference that an extra 50 euro is going to make to
people. You can see how much 50 euros means to so many people.
The services that are provided in the centre here, it's not just at Christmas that many of the people who are curing are going to be here regularly, and it's not just food, it's medical services, it's family support services. There are shower facilities here too.
That's
of course
great,
as well.
Yeah. We'll do 400 breakfasts and 600 dinners every day, and in addition we'll provide showers to 50 odd people. We have a medical, we have a doctor, a dentist, an optician, a chiropodist. So we have all those services as well. They're all free and they're all given on a non-judgmental basis. Every Wednesday morning, we'll have 1,450 people queuing for food parcels.
But it's very humbling being here because for most of us, we're really only two lost paychecks away from being in the same situation.
That's right. And without this facility here to help people along, I don't know where they would be. You know, but all of this is from the dedication of the staff who work here, from the warehouse to security, to the chefs, to the kitchen, to the showering facilities, the family area, the medical centre. Without them being there as the backbone of the Capuchins, we wouldn't be able to manage without them.
Maria, Alan, Richie, thank you all very much for joining us here in Morning Ireland, and thank you all at the Capuchin Day Centre.
Thank you very much
for welcoming us here today. It's a minute and a half to nine.